Today's episode is sponsored by the new film, If, out in theaters on May 17th. From writer and director John Krasinski comes the story of Bee, a curious young girl with the power to see everyone's imaginary friends, or ifs, and her quest to reunite forgotten ifs with their kids. Audiences of all ages will know and love the cast, which includes the likes of Steve Carell, Maya Rudolph, and the late, great Louis Gossett Jr. After watching the trailer, I am so excited to see all the ways kids imagine their ifs. Celebrate the magic of imagination and take the whole family to the movies to see If, out in theaters on May 17th. You're listening to Brains On from NPR News and Southern California Public Radio. We're serious about being curious. I'm Molly Bloom. Today we're going to transport you to the Fitzgerald Theater in St. Paul for a segment from a recent live show that we did, Cats vs. Dogs. In this very important debate, producers Mark Sanchez and Sandon Totten tried to get to the bottom of our feline friend's mysterious behavior. It's moderated by me, along with co-hosts Alex Marriott and Sophia Chu. You might remember Alex from our Bridges versus Tunnels episode, and Sophia was the co-host for our GPS episode. If you haven't heard those, you can find them at brainson.org. Here's the debate.
So as much as we know about cats, we really can't be sure of their motivations. When they scratch up our furniture, are they getting revenge because we left them alone or just blowing off steam? When they rub up against our legs, are they showing love or manipulating us for food? It leads to an age-old question. Are cats evil or just misunderstood? To answer this, we're staging a debate representing the idea that cats are fundamentally good and full of love for humans is Sandon Totten.
Hi, meow power.
And arguing that cats are basically supervillains who use us for food and shelter is Mark Sanchez.
Hello there. I've re-spelled the word cats today, and it's spelled E-V-I-L. Thank you very much.
Our kid co-hosts, Alex and Sophia, will pick a winner each round. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
First point, cats have great night vision. Is it used for good or evil? Sandon, let's start with you.
Okay, yes, this is easy. Cats use this for good. First, let me recap how it works. Cats have lots of cells in their eyes known as rods. We have these too, and these are really good at detecting light. Cats have about 7 times more of these rods than we do. So in a dark room, they can see about 7 times better than we can. They use this for good by staying up late at night, hunting mice, cockroaches, bugs, flies, pests, all that stuff you don't want in your house. They're basically providing a free extermination service, which is good, case closed.
Okay, Mark, your turn to counter.
Yes, Sandon, cats can see great at night, partly because they have something that we don't. It's called the tapetum lucidum. And you know how when you take a picture of a cat with a flash and they comes out with these tiny little glow eyes, which, by the way, look pretty evil? Well, that's because of the tapetum lucidum, which is a layer of mirror-like cells that reflects light back out at you. And yeah, the tapetum lucidum can help cats see better in the dark. Okay, but mirror eyes? What are they trying to hide? What don't they want us to see? Bottom line, shiny glow eyes are a sign of pure evil and creepy.
No. It helps them hunt pests in the dark. Totally good.
You mean it helps them throw all-night cat parties, running around, hunting pests. More like waking up the whole house with their cat shenanigans.
Okay. Judges, which do you think? Evil or just misunderstood?
I think that they are misunderstood.
Yeah, same here.
Okay. Sandon took that round. Okay, next topic. Cats have sharp claws. A sign of good or evil? Mark, your turn to start.
Well, this is easy because cats' claws are used for bad things and bad things only. They're extremely sharp and actually connected to their bones. Unlike our human fingernails, which are sort of sit on the soft, cushy flesh. Has anybody here ever heard of cat scratch fever? Do not Google that. I did it yesterday. It's real and it is nasty. How do cats typically use their claws? Well, if you ask me, to scratch their owners. If you pet them the wrong way, guess what? Scratch. If you play too hard with them, guess what? Scratch. And, you know, if they're just bored and you maybe look away or something, say it with me, people. Scratch. Yes.
I'm pretty sure that's what they use their teeth for.
Well, hey, also,
yeah.
Teeth and claws, pure evil. Don't get me started on the way cats use their claws to disrespect your home, tearing apart furniture and that beautiful wallpaper you put up. I mean, come on. Isn't that what a scratching post is for?
Okay, Molly, can I...
Yes. And then your response?
Okay, first of all, I'd like to address the point Mark just brought up about scratching furniture and stuff. Yeah, it's bad when a cat tears up your couch. Nobody likes that. But there's a reason they do it. Give cats a break. So first of all, cats' claws don't exactly grow the way our fingernails do. Our fingernails, they kind of grow out. But cats' claws, they actually grow from the inside. There's a sheath, a husk of old material that needs to be shed so the new claw underneath can reveal itself. Kind of the way snakes, they have a layer of skin. They need to shed it so that they can have their new skin. And if you have a cat, you've probably seen these little, looks like your cat lost a claw and it's just sitting on the ground. Well, that's the old itchy sheath, and those sheaths bother their claws. So when they're scratching, they're kind of trying to get that stuff off. You gotta cut them a break. Those sheaths are probably really annoying, and cats are just trying to, you know, get some comfort in their life. That's not bad.
Cut me a break, Sandin, please. Sheaths? You're skirting the real question. Why do cats scratch their owners?
Love hurts.
Okay, judges, I know you have opinions. Who won that round? Misunderstood or evil?
Well...
Evil over here?
I still think they're misunderstood.
Misunderstood, okay. We have 1 point for Mark and one for Sandin. Move on to our next point. Cats love to rub up against people's legs. Are they doing it for good reasons or evil reasons? Sandin, go.
This is pure adorable cat goodness. Easy. Not only is it sweet and cute when they rub up against us, they're also marking us. So cats, you may not know this, have scent glands in their faces and in their hindquarters. So when they rub up against you, they can kind of rub these areas on you, leaving pheromones. And we've mentioned these are chemical signals that other animals can smell and kind of communicate messages through. So when a cat rubs up against you, it's marking you, saying, hey, this is my human, my friend, it smells familiar to me. And it's saying to other cats, back off, this is my best friend, you can't have him, which I think is adorable. That's affectionate loyalty. That's good behavior.
Okay, Mark.
Let me get this straight. How exactly does rubbing up against us and leaving their fur all over our clothes warrant good behavior? Basically, they're making us look like slobs. And that's just a mean trick cats are playing. And speaking of mean tricks, what about when cats rub up against you in totally inappropriate times? Like when you're carrying a pot of pasta across the kitchen, cat comes up and rubs around your legs and boom, dinner is ruined. I think cats, when you say that they're marking you, I think they are intentionally trying to trip you. Cats, evil, case closed.
Okay, judges, what do you think? Evil or misunderstood behavior?
Evil.
Evil?
I'll go for misunderstood.
Oh, okay. Another split round. A point for Mark and Sandin.
Brains on.
Mark and Sandin have a few more points to argue, but what do you think so far? Cats, are they evil geniuses or just misunderstood? We'll get back to the debate in just a minute, but first we have another important judgment call for you to make. It's time for the mystery sound. Here it is. Any guesses? I'll give you a few minutes to think about it, and while you're thinking, do you have any mystery sounds you want to share with us? How about questions you want to hear answered on the show? Or maybe you want to send us a drawing or a digital high five? Email us. We're at brainson@minnesotapr.org. Or if you'd like to send us an actual letter in the actual mail, you can find our mailing address at our website, brainson.org. Just yesterday in the mail, we got an awesome drawing from Samuel from Austin of a taco bean that he invented. You can see a picture of that on our Instagram. We're at brains_on. Now it's time to announce the latest group of kids to be added to the Brains Honor Roll. These are the awesome kids who keep the show going with their ideas, questions, mystery sounds, and energy. Here they are. Jack from Chicago, Ryan and Sam from Roseville, Georgia, Mariana from Brooklyn, Josie from Washington, D.C., Charlotte from Newport, Rhode Island, Julia from Spring, Texas, William from Miami, Henry from Washington, D.C., Clara from Malibu, Zadie from Philadelphia, Angus from Berkeley, California, Zeke from New Haven, Connecticut, Neela from Detroit, Callum and Sam from Sydney, Australia, Stephanie from Las Vegas, Esme from Los Angeles, Jude from Lafayette, Colorado, Emma from Palo Alto, Sarah from Sonoma, California, Nicholas from Addison, Illinois, Luis from Mission, Texas, Penny and Clara from Calgary, Hera from Oakland, California, Jake from Beijing, China, Brady and Alexis from Saugus, California, Edison from Faribault, Minnesota, Sylvie from Bozeman, Montana, Kira from Laie, Hawaii, Aurora from Melbourne, Australia, Zane from San Francisco, Zoe from Seattle, Sadie from South Pasadena, California, and Chris from Oslo, Norway. Now let's get back to that mystery sound. Here it is one more time. Any guesses? Here's a hint. We couldn't let cats have all the fun on this episode. Here's the answer.
This is Jude.
And this is Sunny.
And we're from Charlottesville, Virginia.
The sound is of our dog Maybelline drinking.
I like the sound because it's kind of like somebody kicking in a pool, but it's just our dog drinking.
Thanks, Jude and Sydney. Now back to that cat debate.
Next point. Cats can be stealthy and nearly silent. Good or evil? Mark.
Well, it's an interesting fact. Cats are what's known as digitigrade walkers. They don't walk on the heels or balls of their feet like us humans. Cats mostly walk on their toes. In other words, they're always tiptoeing around, clearly being sneaky. They don't want us to know what they're up to. Most likely, they are up to mysterious and probably evil things. Cats are evil.
Okay, Sandon.
First off, have you seen a cat's paw? It's adorable. The little pads look like tiny jelly beans, and they're so cute. That's good. How could cute paws be used for evil? But I will go on, make another case here. Their pads are also full of fatty, soft tissue, which helps dampen the sounds from their steps. That way, they can both sneak up on a prey when they're hunting, and they can walk around your house without making a sound, unlike a dog, which sounds like a herd of buffalo playing bowling, running through your house every time they barrel through. Cats basically don't want to bother you with those loud thumping sounds. Instead, they creep around on these little paws, and it's so cute and quiet.
That's exactly my point, though. Like when you're trying to work, and a sneaky little cat jumps up out of nowhere and lands on your keyboard. Not only is this scary, but what do they want with my keyboard? I mean, I think they might be trying to send messages and type their little cat words.
Cat words? This is ridiculous. We all know that cats communicate through viral videos. Also, I think we should bear in mind that when your cat throws itself valiantly on your keyboard like that, what it's doing is saying, hey, pal, you've worked really hard. It's time you take a break. Only a true friend would do that.
Okay, judges, is that an evil behavior or a misunderstood behavior?
Misunderstood.
Misunderstood?
Misunderstood.
Okay,
it's not their fault, they're sneaking.
That round. Okay, this is the last round. Mark, this is your chance to catch up. Cats can sleep up to 16 hours a day. Good or evil? Sandon?
That's good because 16 hours? I got nothing.
I don't know if this is really a question about good or evil. I think it's kind of lazy. I think cats are lazy.
Cats are lazy. No debate.
Okay.
There.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. I mean, to sum up, cats are misunderstood. Sandon took this debate. Well done, Sandon. And of course, you don't have to agree with our judges. You can make up your own mind. Thank you very much, everybody. Let's go, guys.
Okay.
You may have heard somebody say that when you fight like cats and dogs, it's a bad thing. Yes, our rivalry's cliched. There's a torn up house, and it's from our fighting. And everybody knows Lassie, Snoopy, Scooby-Doo, and Shiloh, Garfield, Crookshanks, Puss in Boots, and Milo, celebrities. But we're from two different teams, and everybody knows Cat in the Hat, Cheshire, Hello Kitty, Clifford, Toto, Rin Tin Tin, and Benji. We don't care, 'cause we'll never be a pair, and we'll never be roommates. Cats and dogs don't get along. We always fight, and it's because the only thing we share is fuss, but we know who's cooler.
That's music from our friends the Dino Birds. You can find out more about them on Facebook. And thanks to audio engineer Johnny Vince Evans. That's all for this episode of Brains On. If you want to hear more from us, sign up for our newsletter, where we'll tell you about new episodes, events, and other fun stuff. You can do that at brainson.org. We'll be back soon with more answers to your questions. Thanks for listening.
Oh, oh, I took a poo right over there. Excuse me, I have a hair ball. And we'll never be roommates. Cats and dogs don't get along. We always fight, and it's because the only thing we share is fuss. But we know who's cooler. Cats and dogs will disagree, and baby, it's true. We're from different pedigrees.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.